This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's White House on Thursday sought to convey that all was well in the battle against the coronavirus, even as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases per day in the U.S. climbed to an all-time high of more than 50,000 on Thursday. In another alarming indicator, 36 states are seeing an increase in the percentage of tests coming back positive for the virus. The United States has now reported more than 128,000 coronavirus-related deaths, nearly a quarter of the global total. The rising number of cases follows moves in many states to allow businesses to lift strict shutdowns, which has boosted job growth but also appears to have accelerated the spread of the virus as people returned to restaurants, bars, and retail businesses. As the wave of new cases accelerates, some states have paused or scaled back their reopenings while closing beaches and canceling fireworks displays over the upcoming U.S. Independence Day weekend. The economy added a record number of jobs last month, but future gains are in doubt as the coronavirus pandemic continues raging. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After stunning analysts by adding 2.5 million jobs in May, employers added nearly double that in June, 4.8 million, lowering the unemployment rate to 11.1%. The two-month gains mean the economy's recovered roughly a third of the 22 million jobs lost in the virus-induced recession. But some restaurants, bars, and retailers that had just reopened after months of lockdowns again are being forced to close amid the virus spike. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A British socialite who has been accused by many women of helping procure underage sex partners for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested in New Hampshire. Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the late media tycoon Robert Maxwell, was taken into custody Thursday on charges she helped procure underage sex partners for Epstein. Audrey Strauss is the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Maxwell lied because the truth, as alleged, was almost unspeakable. Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, then delivered them into the trap that she and Epstein had set.
Maxwell has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and called some of the claims against her absolute rubbish. Epstein killed himself in a federal detention center in New York last year while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Scores of people were killed in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, with more feared dead. As Emer McCarthy reports, it happened after a heap of mining waste collapsed into a lake, triggering a wave of mud and water that buried many workers.
The miners were collecting stones in the Pakant area of Kachin State when the muddy wave crashed onto them after heavy rain, the fire service department said in a Facebook post. Video obtained by Reuters shows body bags lined up as people wait to identify the dead. Deadly landslides and other accidents are common in the poorly regulated mines of Pakant, which draw poor workers from across the country. About 100 people were killed in a collapse in 2015, which strengthened calls to regulate the industry.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A fire and an explosion struck a building above an underground nuclear enrichment facility in Iran Thursday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The site has been identified by U.S.-based analysts as a new centrifuge production plant. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization downplayed the fire, calling it an incident that only affected what they described as an under-construction shed. However, Iranian nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi rushed after the fire to Natanz, which has been targeted in sabotage campaigns in the past. A photograph later released by the Atomic Energy Agency showed a brick building with scorch marks and its roof apparently destroyed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Veteran journalist and broadcaster Hugh Downs has died at his home in Arizona. He was 99. During his storied career, Downs hosted game shows, co-hosted the magazine show 2020, and was the host of Live from Lincoln Center. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.